Angelo Carriero here with you on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5 FM this morning. I finally have on my guest from Tate's Creek High School, head boys basketball coach, Gerard Gay. Coach Gay, thank you for joining me this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, doing well. I just wanted to have you on, like I've told you over the phone and right now, is that over the last couple weeks, especially in Tate's Creek Nation, there's been a lot of heartache that has gone on, including Michael Wade's senseless murder and some subsequent things, especially with violence and gun violence and deaths in our city of some young men. I just wanted to have you on, and I felt like you were an important person for everyone to hear from right now, so I kind of wanted to just give you the floor and kind of talk about the situation with Michael and what's going on around here in Lexington.
Right. Well, first off, I want to say thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure. It's an honor.
Thank you.
But with Michael Wade, Michael graduated this year and was set to begin his first year of college at the University of Louisville. Michael was 18 years old, and he was set to major in business. Michael had moved in on Saturday. He left a few items that he would need, and he didn't know if he would be able to get back and get those items for the school year. So he decided to come back and get those items. It got kind of late in the evening, and he attended a party in which I can say for myself and many others, it's your last party before you go off to college. You know, kids usually don't come back until, you know, Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas break. So it's kind of that final goodbye to say to your friends and see them off and everything. And as Michael was at the party, was leaving the party or whatnot, he was murdered. And that I received a call early in the morning saying something happened to Michael. And when I got to the scene, they said that, you know, Michael had already passed, which hurt not only myself and his family, but a lot of people, because Michael was very, very loved, not only by us, but by a lot of his classmates, a lot of his teammates, and a lot of his friends. And you saw that with Michael at his visual, his balloon release, and at his funeral. I mean, so many people came out. So many people reached out to not only myself, but Coach Bordas, Jay Bordas, our assistant, our administration. So many people reached out and you know, kept his family and ours in their thoughts and prayers. So it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we have a young man like that that was murdered, because you think about it, you know, this kid would never be able to become a father. He would never be able to vote. He's part of the next generation of leaders that you know, will never get that opportunity to be the leader of the community or the city of things like that because of the senseless act. So that right there was very hard on us. It's very hard on a lot of people. We just ask that you continue to pray for our youth. The football player from Frederick Douglass was murdered soon after that, a few days later, which was, you know, we don't know where the guns are coming from, but we're asking our parents, we're asking our, you know, our officials to, for one, let's educate our youth, let's educate our children about this, you know, and let's bring awareness to the situation. It's just very sad that we're having multiple kids, once again, who's never going to be able to become fathers or vote, et cetera, to experience life and to see, you know, what the world has to offer because of the senseless acts of guns, gun violence.
Coach Gerard Gay with me here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Coach, with Michael's passing and the circumstances around it with the gun violence and whatnot, the Tate's Creek community, how have they responded exactly, and has this started to maybe show some people like the changes that that need to be made in that asset? Are they? How is everybody kind of reacting in such a with such a shock in such a short amount of time?
I mean, we're doing the best that we can as far as holding up and trying to, you know, basically just do the best that we can with this situation. But at the same time, you know, what I do with my basketball players is that, you know, we try to educate them about the use of gun violence. We try to bring awareness to the situation with, you know, hey, this is the things that can happen. Even if, you know, the bullet is not intended for you, you know, the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, there's other ways of handling situations. There's other ways of, you know, dealing with certain issues, and gun violence is not one. But a lot of our administration, a lot of our teachers are not only speaking to their kids, but also their kids at home, but they're also speaking to their students, which is also a plus.
Yeah, it's great that to have, I think, these young men to have a leader like you there to help them understand, because a lot of times you can see something like that as maybe a glorification through whether that be, you know, music or you know, older family members, and this goes across all lines of race and gender and all of that you see that and you think, oh man, like I want to be like my favorite this or my favorite that, and then it's not when it gets time to, when it's real, I think that's when a lot of these kids get into situations that they regret, like the young man that got the scholarship in Notre Dame, and then he was arrested for the stealing of guns in a car, and he lost his scholarship to Notre Dame, and that could haunt him for the rest of his life. And that's something that at 17 years old, you make that kind of mistake and you can never really get it back.
Correct.
So before I let you go here, we're running a little short on time, but I want to make sure you say what you need to, what you have to say. Is there any message that you want to give to the people listening right now, or anything that you have to get off your chest from what's happened? Because I know this has caused a lot of heartache for you over the last couple of weeks, as well as people in that community. I just want you to have a chance here to say what you would like to say.
Yes. Well, the first thing is that, you know, to the parents, once again, the education, the awareness, you know, we need to sit down and have these talks with these kids. We need to sit down and have a talks with our elected officials. You know, what avenues are we providing for the youth? And I understand COVID is going on right now to where, you know, the limitation of being around others and things like that. But COVID will end soon, I believe. I know it will end soon. But when it does end, what are we going to do to make sure that these kids have avenues for success? You know, job trainings, internships, things during these summers that our local officials that we elect, they have to come up with some type of solution. And then at the end of the day, you know, we're hoping that all this awareness and education that we provide to the kid, that they're able to use that and to become productive citizens in society. So that's my thing. If you guys are having an issue, you know, go talk to someone, an adult, you know, confide to them, you know, because not only if you take somebody's life, like Michael's life was taken, your life is also going to be taken when you get apprehended and you go to jail. So now there's two lives and two families that's impacted that way. So that's my message. I hope everyone who is listening continue to keep your prayers for the Wade family, for the Proctor family, the young man who lost his life at Frederick Douglass, the football player, and all those across the world.
That was very well said, Coach. And I think that Tate's Creek is lucky to have someone like you in their faculty and help leading their young men. So thank you very much for coming on with me this morning. And like you said, if COVID's ending soon, it would mean a lot to me if I was able to see you on the hardwood at some point, and we can talk about some X's and O's, and hopefully, so you know, a little, hopefully, brighter days are ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. All right, that'll do it for me. Thank you to Coach Gerard Gay for coming on of Tate's Creek boys basketball head coach. A little bit of heavy stuff here, but it is meant to improve and embolden our community and make everyone in Lexington more tight-knit and better all across, from the University of Kentucky to our high school programs to everything in between. Just be safe. Always make good decisions for yourself and for others. And Big Blue Nation, we are around the corner from football starting up. We've got some high school stuff hopefully in the works, going to brighten up for everybody. And just stay together, and I hope everybody has a great rest of your week. Until next week, from 10 to 11, we'll have more sports talk here with Angelo Carriero on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, 92.5 FM. I'm a touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock. Before Cam got